playing so many combinations on the line right now. Is that good? Is it bad?
I think right now it's good. You know, obviously when you get in the season, you hope not to do that. But on the other hand, you know, if the season, if someone gets injured, you got to have something. You got to have a plan. And this helps you. It's almost, you know, we talked about doing, you know, moving Spencer over to guard and giving some snaps. And you talk about it and you say, hey, that would be okay. It's how do you do that, you know? And this forces you to do that. So, so it's good. You know, there's a good out of it, you know. You know, he's played guard in Mississippi, so, he did a nice job today, just being thrust in there, you know. And we're going to do that in camp. We'll move him around and give him a chance to play some guard a little. And I think it just, first of all, as a player, I think it's you have to understand the offense better. Like Ashworth, he's a work in progress. He never played guard. And he said, yeah, today we're talking about him. He says, you know, when I was a tackler, it didn't happen as quick as it does in guard, you know. Things happen quicker, and they do, you know, because you're so compliant. So that part alone, you know, even though that's a veteran player talking, you know, that's good because he's grown through the position.
The mental demands of playing inside are greater, correct?
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they probably are because you have to listen to calls. You're involved in calls with a center, whereas a tackle, our tackle kind of just, they do their thing, you know, and everybody else kind of makes adjustments with inside the line. So, it's a little more complicated. Yeah.
Well, you'll get Chris back and you'll get everybody back and then you can move on. But will there be a point in camp when you want to, when you kind of lock it in?
Definitely. You know, I mean, you know, if we started tomorrow, you know, you'd like to say it'd be Walt and Chop and Robbie and Chris and Sean, you know?
Yeah.
You know, that's how you'd like to end up when we start against Detroit. But if you don't, you know, we're all insecure. You know, coaches are insecure probably more than anybody. And you say, man, when do I get them in practice and give them some reps? Yeah, I'll do that. But then it's practice starting, and it's not going very well. Let's say practice. Now you want to put a new guy in there, and it may not go again. You know, now the whole practice has gone to hell.
Yeah.
And so you're always worried about that. And then what happens is you keep worrying about that, and pretty soon the season ready starting, you never give them enough snaps.
Right.
You know, so you kind of have to get forced into it. Today, like this is a prime example.
Right.
And, say, hey, Chris, you're the right guard. That's just it. You know, let's go. And that's what he did, you know. And he's been around long enough. He's been studying it. So he is center, you know, so he knows what the guards, you know, he knows what he's supposed to be doing at guard. It's a question of just going through the techniques and getting better. And he will. The more reps we give him at that guard.